And the other thing that we're doing at this time of year to help the mission of this community move forward is that we are having our pledge campaign, where we've been inviting you to show how you value what happens in this community by making a pledge towards next year's budget. And our goals have 200,000 in pledges by the end of this month, and right now we're at 130,000. So thanks for all of you that have pledged. And as part of that process, we've been inviting people up just before our offering time just to share a story of how Hot Metal, why they value this place, why they are pledging, and what difference has this community made for them. And I've really appreciated the people that have come up so far. And today, Nikki Morley, is she out here? There she is. Nikki is also in the back today making lunch. So Nikki's doing it all.
And she served breakfast.
So, we value Nikki here at this community. She's going to tell us why she values this place.
Hello, I'm Nikki Morley. Hi. So I just wanted to say a little bit about why Hot Metal is valuable to me, and it is. Little about me, I was raised in a pretty conservative evangelical household, and raised in a Christian Missionary Alliance church, and as I got older and I went off to college and then into my adult life, I realized that I like girls, just to put it frankly. That's not what I want to focus on. I don't know how to say it like in a professional manner. But so I really struggled a lot. I went through a period of thinking that, like, I couldn't reconcile it for myself. And I went through a period of thinking, like, okay, I either have to, you know, live out this life in the way I feel, you know, that I'm going, or but I'm gonna have to give up my faith, or stick with my faith but not be true to myself, so it was difficult because I my faith was very important to me. It was a big part of my life, and as I went through this, I tried going to different churches, and I would enjoy it, but I really didn't feel like I could get real involved, because I knew that if I was honest about, my whole life and everything, that they wouldn't be comfortable with me being in any kind of leadership role or really, really involved. And it was just a really uncomfortable place. So I sort of never felt at home anywhere. So now, living in Pittsburgh with my other half, Kristen, we decided to try out Hot Metal a couple years ago. Saw it on the PFLAG list of welcoming congregations. So I'm like, oh, we'll give it a shot. I had heard about Hot Metal, so since I had heard of it, I assumed it was like a mega church. Yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those where it's like a rock concert, the worship time, which is okay, but it's not really my thing. But, it's worth a shot. So I came and I was pleasantly surprised to see it's pretty down to earth and not that big and sort of traditional in some ways and sort of not in other ways, and it's just a nice group of people. So we continue to come here and really feel a part of the community, and I even ended up on the compassion team, which I later found out means I'm a deacon. So that's cool. Yeah, they trick you into it that way. I'm compassionate. Oh, wait, I'm a deacon. That sounds serious. and it's just been really great. So even from there, I had talked to Mike about the possibility of having, some sort of LGBT get-together to talk about reconciling faith with orientation and that sort of thing, if anyone was interested. So he said, yeah, go ahead. So we've sort of been doing that. Now we're meeting monthly, and it's been really great. It's been a huge blessing. We've gotten some people that don't even attend the church and had really good discussions. And anyone is, like Mike said, anyone's welcome to come if you just want to hang out and have any questions, want to talk. You don't have to identify as any of the acronym or anything. And another great thing that I like about hot metal is if you're uncomfortable with that and don't think that should be a part of church, we can talk about that. And it's okay to question things in, you know, in either direction. And I just, you know, when I started coming here, you know, beyond all that, you know, with the homeless ministry and just the way everybody kind of accepts each other in all ways, it's really a great picture of unconditional love and what Jesus was really about. And, you know, we do it on a pretty reasonable budget if you compare to other churches. I remember attending one church that had a several million-dollar mortgage, and I was like, it was a beautiful building, but just didn't sit well with me, you know, when we look at Christ and at how he lived. And I really feel like hot metal embodies that, and I think it should exist, and I love this community, and thanks for loving me. And so that's why I value it and why I'll give what I can. That's all I got to say.